If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That was all me yelling, Ryan, after Josh Hart's three, after the missed three by Buddy Hield at the end to win the game. That was all me yelling.
That was a fun series, man.
It was exciting, man.
Should have got seven.
No, come on. That, you know, I talked to one of my best friends today. He goes, it's too bad that series didn't go seven. I said, blank you, man. I didn't want that series going seven. Come on, that's too much stress. Goodness. Think about your friend for a second. He goes, no, but I meant for basketball fans. I go, screw basketball fans. We had to take that thing in six, man. I don't want to sit here and look at a collapse in game seven tomorrow and just be sweating and biting my nails between now and tomorrow afternoon. Oh, they took care of it in six. They took care of it. It's how it goes.
Unbelievable, man.
You gotta watch Villanova.
We deserve seven.
Yeah. Oh, no. We didn't. Come on, man. You kidding? We did not deserve. It was a series that went longer than it should. The Knicks should have shut it down after five games, and it just happened to be a series that went a little bit longer. Embiid being on one leg, it shouldn't have gone six. It shouldn't have been that tight. Maxey's become a superstar, which is great, and it's great for the Sixers. But I mean, the Knicks, they found a way to just. You can't just make it easy. You can't have nice things without having stress. So I think that's what we saw for the first six games in that series.
Look, it was a fun series, and here's the thing. Do you get past Philadelphia if Embiid is healthy?
Nope.
I think we still do.
No, you don't. The guy was playing on one leg. He never looked the same. If I'm not mistaken, it was that game one where he throws it off the backboard and dunks all over your team, and then he hurt himself, and then you guys go on a run and end up winning the game. No, it's always possible.
He came back and played. He missed a couple of minutes. He came back and played.
But the guy was hurt.
He played. It's not like he was hurt and didn't play. He was hurt and he played. Yes, it was very difficult. And it definitely made it easier. But this would have been. You know what it would have been? It would have been another game, and the Knicks probably would have won Game Seven. And it would have been. Oh man, look at this matchup between these two teams. Because if Embiid is healthy, Maxey's not taking all those shots. If Embiid is healthy, Buddy Hield is not showing up like it's 2018. Hey, guys, remember me when I was good? Look at this. Hey, I've been good in 5 years, but look what I'm doing now. Like, it's one thing to say, okay, yeah, Embiid, if he was healthier, they would have won. But remember, it's more shots for Embiid. It's more everything for him. It's more involvement for him, and it's less for the other guys. It's not like, oh, you could just add more points to the Sixers' point total. It's, well, they got to come away from somewhere. Like, Maxey had a bad night last night. Well, he had had a bad night, but it doesn't matter because the guys that were taking the shots on the bench were making them. So it's like, okay, yeah, he missed them, but the guy, but they had two guys off the bench that were making a whole bunch of threes that brought him back in the game. I mean, it's only so many points in a game. I still would have been confident the Knicks would have won in 7.
Well, of course, you're a Knicks fan, but just be glad things ended up the way they did. But hats off to the Knicks. You got to be happy for them. You can't take anything away. And they have this is one of the more successful. I mean, this is a while. This is like a long time.
This is 25 years, man. Seriously, this is since the 99-2000 finals against the Spurs. That this is the most successful they have been with moving on in the playoffs and having a chance to get further in the playoffs. Like last year was, hey, they won a round, but you know, how good are they really? They probably need another piece or two. Hey, it was great. They won last year. Awesome. Hey, things look even better this year. Jalen Brunson's getting better. Now it's like, hey, man, this East is wide open, and the Celtics aren't world beaters, and they don't have Kristaps Porzingis. So, yeah, the door's open for this to be a Knicks to the NBA Finals type season.
Are the Knicks one of those teams that a free agent could look at, a Paul George could look at and say, I want to go be a piece of what's going on over there?
Listen, I'm not saying Donovan Mitchell. I'm not saying anybody they need to add Donovan Mitchell. I'm not saying any of these guys. But no, I mean, look, the thing for the Knicks is going to be they're going to get Julius Randle back next year. And they were playing at a high level. Look, when they got OG Anunoby, they transformed into one of the top three teams in the NBA. They instantly became the best defensive team in the NBA. You can't argue with the impact he had. Then Julius Randle gets hurt. Then Anunoby gets hurt. And you say to yourself, boy, what could we possibly do here? What is going to happen? And then Anunoby comes back, and the Knicks shorten their bench, and they figure it out, and they rely on everybody who went to Villanova.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
What are you going to say? Go ahead.
Is Julius Randle done?
listen.
You know how it goes.
No, I'm not saying he's done, but what I'm saying is that if Joel Embiid wanted to say, hey, I don't know that I could win in Philadelphia, and it was, hey, we can make the money work and you guys could get Julius Randle, you want to build around Tyrese Maxey, hey, okay. Look, it didn't work when Randle was the one. It works now that he's a little bit of the 1A to Brunson, and they seem to figure that out, but then he gets hurt. So, no, am I going crazy that I think Randle's the missing piece? No, but at least, you know, look, they'll get him back next year. He's another big guy in the rotation because the moves they made at the deadline this year didn't work out. Alec Burks can't get in, and Bogdanovich was just okay until he got hurt. So, you know, you need somebody in there to take up some minutes. You let Obi Toppin go because you're committed to Julius Randle. So, yeah, him coming back will definitively help, but are we going to get Julius Randle that's into it? Is he going to be surly because he doesn't get the ball as much? Like, what's it going to be for him? I look at Randle as an asset that eventually can be spun off to get something else you might need. That's kind
of. So you're saying he's done. So you said all that to nicely say.
Oh, no. When you said done, you mean like done as a player. No, he's not done as a player.
No. Clearly not done as a player as a Knick. Does he fit?
Oh, yeah, no. I look at him as he's an asset we can spin off to make money work for another player. That's where I'm at for him. I always get to a point.
That's all
where,
I'm asking. That's all. I know he's not. He's far from done as a player, but yeah.
You know, but for a long time, he was a good player on a bad team, and then he really fit with the Knicks, and he had an unbelievable 2020. Then he was down, then he was back, and now he gets hurt, and he couldn't stay up there. But I get to a point where I understand some of the guys on my favorite teams where I'm like, okay, you know what? Emotionally, I have detached myself from them. Like, I understand that this is only going to be for a little while longer, and at some point they're going to move on. Like, if Randle comes back next year and it's just not the same, right? Say the Knicks are coming off an NBA title, right? They sweep the Nuggets, they win the title, all that. If they come back next year and Julius Randle's not playing well, it's going to be, okay, we got to move on from Randle, and we need another piece that can work in this rotation. And look, clearly Tom Thibodeau is the guy there now, and he is firmly entrenched with what he's been able to do with this team. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to allow him to do whatever he wants to do, and as good as Julius Randle was and as big a part of he was of the team, yeah, he's now an asset that can be spun off to bring in something else they need, whether it's another scorer, whatever they feel they need, that can be maybe a two-way player like Anunoby, because that's kind of what the Knicks are going to be. That's kind of the next invention of the Knicks, because they are clearly Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo driven. Like, this is the team now. This is the big three.
So you're nicely saying that you want to move on from Julius Randle.
Yes, that's what you're kindly saying.
You've given the whole scenario, the breakdown, the why. I get it.
I'm nicely saying it because I'm happy because we're in the next round of the playoffs. If we were getting ready for Game 7 and we were out, I would say, we got to get rid of him. He stinks. We're not doing anything without him. That would be. But I'm happy, so I can happily say we can move on.
No disrespect, though.
Yeah, no, just like Pat Bev says, no disrespect. That's how it is.
Well, what do you get back in return? What do you want? Some youth?
You probably need a little bit of youth, yeah. But you want somebody that, look, Tibbs is never going to go for a guy that's not a two-way defender. That's not somebody that can come in and can score but is not going to be a liability on defense. That's why Anunoby fits so well, because he's a 3-and-D type game, and he's athletic, and he's not someone you have to run plays for. He can score in transition. Like, he was the perfect guy. They had their eye on him for so long. I mean, for so long. Now, would you want somebody else then that can come in and really light it up? Yeah, because when it comes down to the end of a game, okay, Jalen Brunson with the ball is one thing. Do I get a little nervous if it's Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo? Yeah, a little bit, because these have been role players taking on bigger roles. So I think in the perfect world, they would be at their best if, hey, we had somebody else that can really fill it up, that can come in and be that guy. And that's why, look, the Donovan Mitchell rumors won't go away. Rumors of a bunch of other players won't go away. So if I'm looking at what they need, that's kind of where I would go. Someone else, a little bit more firepower, that can come in and they can still run the kind of team they want to, not get lost defensively, score in transition, and hit a lot of threes. That's it.
So would you take I think in your mind you've already taken Paul George for Julius Randle.
No, come on, man. Don't give me that choice.
You've done it already in your mind.
Dude, no, man, because Paul George is like yeah, he's like an almost guy. He's like Julius Randle. They're the same guy. They're like, hey, these teams have almost won with these guys.
You don't want an almost guy.
It's not like
any of the Knicks have won. This is all new. That's why it's so exciting.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, they've almost won with these players having really big roles on the team. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Do I want another almost guy? I mean, I want somebody a little bit more dynamic than that.
But Jason, am I wrong? Everybody was an almost guy until they win. And that's why you're excited.
That's true. No, that is true. And now the Knicks have become a destination. I mean, this is now it's like, hey, I want to go play. Vibe they got. Look at MSG.
One series in and you guys are a destination.
I want to go. I think people saying, I want to go to that game and get flipped off by Tracy Morgan. I want to high five Ben Stiller when we're going by. I don't tell him how much I loved him at Night at the Museum. That's what I want, man. MSG's got that vibe again, man. The Knicks are saving the NBA playoffs, Ryan. You look at this as a series where the second round of the playoffs, for the first time since 2005, no KD, no Steph, no LeBron. The Knicks are here to save the playoffs. Knicks Celtics. This, I picture Adam Silver in a room like Dr. No, like a big James Bond villain, like petting a cat, a white cat, just going, Knicks Celtics, we need Knicks Celtics, because I could be staring at Thunder Timberwolves. We need Knicks Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks are here to save the playoffs, big dog. They are here.
How did you feel about all of the Brunson greatest Knick ever already?
Oh, no, listen. I'll tell you the truth. Jalen Brunson, best Knick of the last 25 years.
Well, that's not saying much.
That's without a doubt. Better than
It's true.
It's not saying much. Because Melo's the other great Knick, but really they didn't get anywhere with Melo. And Melo was a great scorer, but that was kind of it. Brunson affects the game so many more ways than Melo does. But, I mean, look, Patrick Ewing of my lifetime is the greatest Knick. You can't argue with NBA Finals appearances, all the All-Star appearances, the most dominant center in the game, you know, between him and Olajuwon. No, Ewing brought them a long way, and he was a great player for a long time. And they probably would have won the title if he didn't tear his Achilles in the Eastern Conference Finals in 99. Because they go on to play the Spurs in the finals, and it's no Ewing because he tore his Achilles. And that might have been a different outcome than losing in five to the Spurs. So, you don't know. My lifetime, Ewing and then Brunson. See, that's the thing, Ryan. I just had to wait 25 short years between the end of Ewing and Jalen Brunson. That's it. I had to go from my late 20s to my early 50s before the next grade player. That's all I had to do is wait. I had to wait Jalen Brunson's entire lifespan to get to that point.
How quickly he forgets about those 2 weeks of Linsanity?
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable.
No, really. If you said what are the best highlights of the last 25 years of the Knicks?
Linsanity.
Honestly, I would say this. I would say Jalen Brunson this year, the 2 weeks of Linsanity, and Melo's 60-point game in the Garden.
Hang the banner.
That's wow. it. That's it. That's the Knicks. That's the Knicks. They stunk because people forget the early 2000s was Isaiah Thomas and signing guys that all played the same position. 7, 8, 9 guys that were all power forwards and how bad it was and how every year, oh, this is different. The Knicks were just in an abyss for most of the aughts and into the early teens. And that one year where they won 55 games that they couldn't get out of the second round of the playoffs because Steve Novak couldn't hit anything. And that was it. And that was it until this year. So, I mean, the biggest highlights the Knicks the last 25 years. Jalen Brunson this year, Linsanity, Melo's 60-point game. So you can see how easy it is when I say Brunson's the best thing the last 25 years.
What are your expectations that will make you fat and happy if the Knicks don't win this next series? What can they do that makes you happy?
Oh, if they take it to the seven? Pacers? Oh, no, they got to beat the Pacers. Pacers are good, but we should beat the Pacers.
Ryan, we're just better than wait for Obi Toppin to drop 50.
Don't say
oh,
that.
Yeah,
stop.
Payback. The okay. payback from Toppin,
I will,
man.
Okay, I'll make a deal with you. I will not say Doc Rivers to the Lakers if you saying Obi Toppin. No, they got it. They got to beat this. They got to beat the. If they lose to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, okay. But they got to beat the Pacers.
The Obi Toppin game,
the Pacers
right?
are good.
I know they're good, but the Knicks are good, and they have home court. I say this, and they're going to lose the first two games and go back to Indiana down 2-0. But I mean, they should beat the Pacers. They should win that. They if they win that and they lose to the Celtics, okay, I get it. I understand.
This is Snoop Dogg telling you enough about the Knicks.
X and out about a Fresca. X at the Ryan Hollins. Jason Smith, Ryan Hollins in for Mike Harmon tonight. So while we are just waiting with anticipation for Knicks Pacers on Monday night. Coming up next, what is next for the Lakers after they fired Darvin Ham tonight? Is there a coach out there that can make a difference for them? That's next right here. This.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Ryan Holland's a big dog in for Harmon tonight. We're going to get to the latest on the Lakers as they part ways with Darvin Ham. What is next? Is there even a guy out there for them?
Don't say it.
I'll make a deal with you.
Don't say it.
I will not say the guy to be the next Lakers head coach.
Don't even say the guy.
If you stop saying Obi Toppin's going to score 30 points against the Knicks in the series of the Pacers.
I said 50.
Great, too.
I'll make a deal with you there.
I said 50, not 30.
Oh, God.
All right.
In Tim's.
Game of the night, Major League Baseball just ended. Dodgers win on a walk-off over the Braves in 10 innings. It was a thriller, and it ended like this.
On the hand, shallow center field. Perez wins the game. His fourth hit of the night is a walk-off single in the 11th.
Páez with the game-winning hit, but I got to tell you one thing. That was such a horrendous effort by Brave center fielder Michael Harris. I mean, so much so that if I'm managing the team, he should be on the bench tomorrow. This is a first and third situation in which if the ball hits the ground, the game is over. And he comes in and he pulls up short, where if he dove for the ball, he probably would have gotten it because it only ended up like a couple of feet in front of him. But he comes in, he lets it bounce, and the winning run scores. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Like, he runs in and he just stops. Like, you got to catch this ball. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the ball's going to bounce? The guy's going to stay at third? What the hell is going on? Like, that was such a horrible effort. And I don't know if he just had a brain cramp or a brain fart, but he's a good player. But I'll tell you what, after that tonight, you fight that long through 11 innings and to potentially win this game, and you just run in and don't even lay out for it, there's no excuse for that. He's on the bench for me tomorrow, you know. And if I'm managing the Braves, because that was just inexcusable. This is a big series. It's a fun series. It's the two best teams in the National League. It's probably an NLCS preview. And when he can come in and dive for ball and doesn't do it, yeah, no. You're sitting on the bench for me the next day. I need effort, Ryan Hollins. I need effort on big plays. If I don't get it, you're not going to play.
Now you're right, and it's winning time. And, you know, from a coach and player, the big question is, you know, can I trust you? Can I trust you? It is all about trust. But, hey, man, Dodgers getting hot at the right time. You know, yeah. That's what you want to see. Good teams, they do what? They find ways to win. They find ways to win. Bad teams, game is close, they find ways to lose. Mm-hmm. You ever question if you're a good or bad team? Just think about those close games. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Hats off to your Knicks.
Hey, that's, you know, seriously, just think about this for a sec, because we've talked about this a little bit the last couple nights. We'll get to the Lakers in a second. Is that the thing about the Knicks, and this is, you know, if it's too bad that it's a bunch of loud mouths from coast to coast like me who talk about, go New York, go New York, go. Because the Knicks style of play is such an everyman's style that it's an easy team for the average NBA fan to pick up and root for. Because all they do is bust their ass all the time, every play. If you're going to beat them, you're going to take it from their cold, dead hands. Like, we are not going to give you anything. If you want this game, we are not going to roll over. We're not going to fold. We're not going to give the game to you. We're not going to quit. No matter what the situation is, we are going to fight to win this thing. And you saw that in game two when they came back from down 5 with 27 seconds left to go. Like, that's a huge style of play. It's almost like the Knicks were like in the 90s, you know, because they played that hard-nosed style that was really fun to watch. And they were were always the darling because they were the Cinderella to Michael Jordan's, you know, or the David to Michael Jordan's Goliath. And
that
they were never able
you?
To get through. And it was kind of the same style of play they had. Although now they score a few more points. It's a lot more fun. They shoot more threes. But that's a style of play that everybody loves, man. I mean, everybody loves hard work and busting your ass and loose balls and wide open big threes and hitting it and big emotion. Like, that's a style that people love, man.
Yeah, but does it scare you that they're trying to do that playing 48 minutes?
Dude, what else do we have? We have nobody else. Everybody else is hurt.
That's the whole point. You're talking about winning a championship with those guys playing all out, everything they have in the tank for 48 minutes straight.
Hey, they cannot walk in the off season. Okay, that's fine.
Oh,
they can't walk in the off season. They can't walk. If you could give them a couple of minutes, I'd say you, because you would look great in one of those Knicks sweatsuits, man. I mean, you'd cut a better imposing figure than Tom Thibodeau in his. That's for sure. But if you could give them a couple of up downs, I would say go do it. But what else do they have? They don't have anybody. Everybody else is hurt. Everybody else is hurt. Now, a couple of guys, I'm surprised they're kind of find their way out of the rotation, but what do you do? You can't sit Brunson for very long. You can't sit Hart and DiVincenzo. I mean, this is a big three, man. This is like the Heat big three when they were the Heatles. Like, you can't rest any of these guys. It's like the Sixers. You can sit Joel Embiid, but what happens? The Knicks turn a three-point deficit into a nine-point lead. Embiid's got to come back in, and he's exhausted, but what are you going to do? Because you can't sit him because they're going to give up the lead without him. So what do you do?
No. My point is that you're guaranteeing this championship, and that seems really tough to play that many minutes into a championship. I mean, at some point, something's got to give. They need a break.
It is. No, I'm with you. But every year is different. Every year is different in the NBA. And you know what? Every year, players get hurt, and it's a war of attrition, and the team's in shape. And could they do this for four rounds? Probably not. But maybe at some point the rotation extends a little bit, and maybe Precious Achiuwa is able to play a few more minutes, and it's not just, hey, everybody's got to play 52 minutes, and these three guys got to play 52, 53, and 54 minutes like they did last night. But this is kind of what it is. This is the hand they're dealt at this moment in time. So it's going to go as long as it can for as long as it can, and if it gets to the conference finals, I'm pretty happy.
I mean, okay, hold on. Wait, are those different expectations? Listen, here's the conflict that you guys are going to have. The Pacers play fast. They're deep. They play a real team game. They come at you in numbers, okay? And they really shoot the three ball well. And when you play against them because their speed, you are scrambling to run guys off the three-point line. And then you've got a point guard who can go head-to-head. They can't guard each other. But you guys got – with Halliburton, man, that's a headache.
I know, man. DiVincenzo did a pretty good job on Maxey last night. Followed him everywhere. He did a pretty good job on him last night.
Just wait till Reggie Miller catches fire.
And Rick Smith's down low. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be difficult. But I will tell you this, because I hear what you're saying on it, and I understand that. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm trading Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey for Halliburton and a lot of speed. Okay, I'm fine with that trade. I'm fine with trading out of Embiid and Maxey and what these guys are able to do in those last six games. I'm okay with that. Maybe my answer is going to change the end of the series, but right now I'm okay with that.
I'm just saying your strength in their strength in numbers is the biggest problem that you are going to have.
I know the problems we're going to have, man. I know, but we're going to overcome them because we're the Knicks. Because we are destined. We are destined. And it's the second round of the playoffs. Are we going to be utterly exhausted now? No, that'll be a little bit later. Second round, we still should be playing at a high level. I feel really good. I feel good. Now, if this doesn't go this way, I'm going to call you and say it's your fault because everything was good until you put it out there in the universe and, Knicks should have so much time. They can't keep up with the Pacers. They're so fast up and down the floor. They're 4-4 speed. No, I'll blame you 100% for anything that happens.
Yeah. They're 4-4 speed.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Now, let's get to the Lakers here for a second. They fired Darvin Ham today, And it's not anybody's surprise. We thought this was coming because he lost the two biggest guys in the locker room, right? He lost LeBron James. He lost Anthony Davis. He lost AD when Anthony Davis said after game one against the Nuggets, hey, I don't know that we're all on the same page. Okay, that's taking a shot at the coach. LeBron James saying, hey, how come we didn't challenge that play back in the early part of the third quarter? It's like, what are you saying? But he wanted you to know that he was no longer on the same page with Darvin Ham. So I get they had to make a move because when you lose the locker room, you lose the locker room. There's nothing you can do about it, and a change has to be made. But the thing I look at is that there's nobody realistic who is out there that is going to come in and be a difference maker with the Lakers. There's nobody realistic. You can say, you know, and look, Brad Stevens, great coach. He's leaving the Celtics to go coach the Lakers? No, that's not happening. Okay. Ty Lue's a great coach. Ty Lue's going to wind up re-signing with the Clippers and being their head coach. They're working on the contract extension now. So realistically, is there anybody out there to come in that's going to take over and suddenly say, oh, man, now we got the Lakers. This is going to be no, there's not. There's nobody. If I'm the Lakers, and honestly, if I could say who's the one guy that's probably realistic I go after, I talk to LeBron and AD, and I say, hey, we're going to go out because we think we can get him because you know Phoenix is ready to move on. Look, can we go back and get Frank Vogel? Can we go back and get him? Because it worked. We won the championship in 2020. Yes, things went sideways after that, and that's why you have the conversation. And it's, hey, was it too difficult at the end, or can we let bygones be bygones and go back to a guy who got us a championship? Because the one thing I know for certain, the Lakers will be a better defensive team. They're not going to have any meltdowns like they did at the end of Game 3 where somehow Jamal Murray is wide open and Rui Hachimura is guarding no one and Anthony Davis is guarding no one. I know they'll be better defensively, and if they're better defensively, that's a big upgrade you can make. If you can't make a big enough upgrade offensively, because you talked about how the roster is constructed and it's very awkward and you got guys playing different positions that shouldn't be where they are. The one thing you can do is you can improve defensively. And I know for a fact if Vogel came in, the Lakers would improve defensively, and maybe that's where they need to go. So that's why the guy I would look at and say, hey, is there too much damage done? Is it too difficult? Or can we go? Because I know the Suns would part with Frank Vogel.
Well, apparently you just fired Frank Vogel, but I don't think it'd be wise just to bring him back to L.A. Hey, I'm really intrigued with the J.J. Redick thing, man. I'd love for it to be J.J.
Oh, dude.
And what if him and LeBron still run their podcast during the season, man? He'll be the first coach who runs it. The NBA coach that runs a podcast. I don't even know if it's possible. Players do it. Why not a coach?
If that's the case, you could be the head coach of Lakers. You have a pod. You have the 7-footer podcast. You could wind up doing
man,
that.
Stop putting me in these positions, man. Like put me everywhere.
It's so odd to hear J.J. Redick being mentioned as a head coach.
And but why?
Well, here's the thing. I don't doubt his acumen, right? I have no choice but to believe but what everybody has said about him, about his basketball IQ and his acumen and everything else, and I get it. But this is a guy that's not coached anywhere, that spent the last couple of years delivering hot takes on television. Right? I mean, that's what he's done. This is what he thought his career path was going to be, and what does everybody think now when they get on television? I got to give you a hot take. Even if it sounds utterly ridiculous, I got to give you a hot take because that's going to make me stand out, even if it's just people on social media calling me an idiot for a 12-hour span. Like, this is what he's done. He's going to walk into L.A. He's going to walk in and get LeBron and AD to buy into his philosophy. I'm not saying he can't work as a head coach, because are there places? Yeah, we've seen now that you can come from different backgrounds and do different things and become head coaches. Yeah, no, I see that. But L.A. is not the place that you start. You don't jump in with no experience and suddenly say, hey, handle this pressure cooker and handle LeBron. LeBron and AD are going to listen to him? They're going to say, hey, we got the guy now. Hey, we're executing J.J. Redick. No, or is LeBron going to say, yeah, that's great. I'm still going to do my thing. That's great you're here, but I'm still really the head coach and the GM. And AD is my assistant coach and my assistant GM. So we're still going to kind of do our thing. I don't know that J.J. Redick comes in and you solve any of the problems just because it's such a big deal to come in for that buy-in from these guys in LA. Like it's a case of maybe he needs seasoning first before he jumps into a job like the Lakers, because I don't see anything but disaster if he comes in and tries to coach Lakers right away. It'd be very difficult. But why do you think it'll work? If I just told you why I don't think it'll work, why do you think he works?
Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr won championships. Steve Kerr did great.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve Kerr was going to be the coach.
No,
because
no,
Steve
no,
Kerr's
no,
going to
no.
come be the coach.
Steve Kerr's not leaving where he's at.
Breaking news.
We have seen. No,
Ryan Hollins just made Steve Kerr the Lakers head coach. Why is that going to work, Steve Kerr? Oh, okay.
The point is that you said, where have you seen someone come from TV and have success in coaching? Steve Kerr. J.J. Redick has, he's got a lot of respect in the sport. He knows the game. I played with him. I think it'd be fun to watch. It'd be fun to see. Hey, LeBron, that's what you want. Go ahead and get it, man. Be happy. Enjoy yourself.
He took over a Warriors team that was underachieving and had young players. And had Steph Curry, who had been in the league for 6 years and was a borderline all-star player. He came in with a great system, and look at what he's done, right? He's become, but he's not walking into where, hey, I'm coaching a guy that's won, that's been at 9 finals and won 4 of them. I mean, like, if he was walking into that situation, forget it. Like, if he walked into New York coaching for Phil Jackson with a team that's, forget it. He would have washed out of New York so easy, but he went into the right situation. I just don't know that that's the right situation for J.J. Redick is in Los Angeles. I mean, unless you get him on your podcast, then I'll say great things about him for you.
Here's the reality. Somebody's got to get the job. It's going to be somebody. And at this point, LeBron, you got to be happy for whatever LeBron's bringing to the table, whatever he's got left, man. Why not make LeBron happy? And it seems like that's his guy. They've hit it off. The rapport is there. Why not?
X it out by DeFresca, X at the Ryan Hollins, Jason Smith, Ryan Hollins in for Harmon tonight. So there's our hey, agree or disagree right there. X it how about DeFresca, X at the Ryan Hollins. Ryan Hollins and I are going to give you our picks for the big second round series. It starts tomorrow. The defending champs back at it. Are they getting out of the second round? Keep it here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Ryan Hollins in for Mike Harmon tonight. It's been a big night in the NBA. Cleveland and Orlando, the Magic Force Game 7, a series that nobody is watching. Mavericks beat the Clippers 114-101. Dallas moves on. Clippers go home. Speaking of the Western Conference playoffs, tomorrow kicks off the second round. Timberwolves and the Nuggets. And here's the thing, Big Dog. Let's take a look at the series here for a second. I understand that it was a tougher series than expected for the Nuggets in the first round, right? They still didn't show as much as I thought. It was a little bit more difficult for them than I expected, but still, the Lakers are a tough matchup, and they were able to win. Am I feeling nervous about them? Maybe a tiny bit more than I was in the very beginning of the playoffs, but this young T-Wolves team, this is going to be one of those series where it gets out of control early, and the Nuggets at home in the spring heat, in the mile high air, win the first two games by pretty big margins, and suddenly it's, whoa, what just happened to us? And now the Timbers, who are one of the great young ascending teams in the playoffs, and Anthony Edwards is getting so much run now. I get it. These are still the champs. They're still great. And I think the Timberwolves get run out of this series early, and it's a couple of double-digit victories for the Nuggets the first two games, and the Nuggets are going to wind up moving on to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but you got to take your hat off to the Nuggets, what they've been able to do. And the problem with the Nuggets is they're the best team in the NBA defensively. They can really get after you. They have a lot of size, man. But at the end of the day, they struggle to score. And Rudy Gobert, as great as he is, man, it is tough for him to guard Jokic. That is a tough matchup from him. So if they're going to have a chance, Karl Anthony Towns has to be spectacular. They have to consistently score. They can't hit those lulls that they get. And Rudy Gobert got to kind of put up a fight, man. But Jokic ends up having a field day with Rudy. And a lot of times, if Rudy can kind of just sit in the paint and clog things up and be a force, he ends up being really good. But now when you're asking him to be a primary defender, man, it ends up being some tough sledding for Rudy Gobert. That's really the big difference in the series.
No, and when I look at the Western Conference playoffs, look, it's murder, right? You have seen there are eight good teams in the playoffs here. I would really be surprised if we're not, after they win tonight, if we're not looking at Denver and Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. As good as the Thunder are, as good as SGA is, this feels like this is the year for Dallas to put it together. And Luka and Kyrie have been such an unbelievable combo. They figured it out. They knock out the Clippers with ease. Yes, Clippers not playing with Kawhi, and that's a thing. But I feel like this is Dallas's year to make noise. And they figured out how it works with Luka. And Kyrie works great off of what he does. And I think for this Thunder team, who's getting their first real taste of a deeper-ish playoff run, I think the Mavericks were able to get by in this series. Maybe 6-7 game series, but I think the Mavericks wind up winning.
Wow. Problem is, they don't have anybody to guard Jokic. They've been there before, you know, and there's just the size in Denver.
It's going to be Mavericks Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. Mavericks are going to beat the Thunder, and it'll be Mavericks Nuggets in the West Finals.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, I thought you were putting the Mavericks over the Nuggets, and I was saying, hold on, slow down, forgive me. I did look just past OKC. I did.
They're all going to lose to the Knicks. That's all that matters.
Forgive me.
So, who do you like? You like Dallas or Oklahoma City?
No, I like Dallas. Forgive me, I am going to look past OKC. I just jumped past it, and I look. The Nuggets are coming out the West again, man. They have their system. They run it. They play hard, and they compete.
All right. Hey, Chet's never coming on your podcast, man. It's not happening.
No disrespect.
Thanks a lot.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.